you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, this morning, Son. Hallelujah, this morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. It's prayer time. A time for us to come together, jointly in the Spirit, in love, in adoration of you, God. Asking you, O Lord, to continue to look down upon us with hands of mercy, love, and grace. Asking you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins, O God, as we have sinned. As we have sinned, God, we have sinned against you. We have sinned against each other, O Father. And we just give you glory this morning, Lord. We give you honor and we give you praise, God. All praises to you, Most High God. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Bless this word this morning and bless your people everywhere. In Jesus' matchless and holy name we pray. And we say amen. We say amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me this morning. Let us exalt his very name together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good morning, people of God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Sunday morning. It is the day that we celebrate love, love, love. But we celebrate as children of God and people of God, we celebrate love all year long because God so loved the world. He gave us his only begotten Son that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting, eternal life. Amen. Thank you, God, this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Good morning, people of God. We thank you for being with us this morning. Good morning, Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? No one or no thing. Amen. Amen. As we get started this morning, thank you, God. We ask you to join us this morning for our mission and our vision statements. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This morning, we remember this thing right here, that we have been designed to what? Foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. Amen. Our vision this morning, we will, Rhema, we will live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. Somebody say, living in excellence, we what? We walk in expectation. Come on, give God a praise with me on that this morning. Come on, put your hands together. Give me some hand waves and some praises out there this morning. Amen. This morning, on Thursday morning, thank you, God, we started on our 9 for 9 talking about love has everything to do with it. And we promised you that was going to spill over till this morning. Love has everything to do with it. This morning, we want to tell you, this is a time for love. This is a time for love. Amen. And we're going to look at a few portions of scripture. And we just want you to bless the Lord with us this morning. Give us an amen when it touches your heart and your spirit, amen. Give us a hand wave or a hand clap, amen. You can type it in, but we want amen this morning for you to be blessed by the word of God. This is a time for love. I want each of us to just stop for a moment. Pause, take a break. Think of one person, the one thing you love or treasure the most. I just want you to think about that a moment. Think of that thing, that thought, that idea, or that conviction that you have that no one can change your mind about. Sometimes we will hold the argument down. We'll keep it in place because there's something about what we believe or we're convicted about. Nobody and no one can change our mind about it. Then, after you thought about that one person, that thing, I want you to think about God's love for you. Think about it. And remember, this is a time for love. John 3:16 tells us this: for God so loved the world that he, God, gave his, God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever any of us believeth in him, in Jesus Christ, God's Son, should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. Come on, give me a praise on that. The word of God for the people of God. So while you're thinking about that one person or thing that you know means more to you than anything else, I want you to think about this, that Christ, the only begotten of Son of God, meant more to him and still does than anything else. He was more precious than rubies and diamonds. Oh my God, gold and sapphire. If God were to say this though, if God were to say, would you give up that one person, that one thing that you love or treasure the most? Would you give up holding on to that thought? Would you give up holding on to that idea or that conviction that you have never, ever given up to anybody or changed your mind about? If God were to say, would you give it all up because you love me this morning? Would you be able? Would you be willing? Would you know how to do it? Would you understand that when he asked that of you, that this is a time for love? Would you give it all up for God? You see, God understands us in the deepest ways that we will never even understand ourselves. Oh my gosh, listen at this. Through the good times and the bad times, through the heartaches and through the pain, through the hard times and the easy times, through the times when we're proud and even the times when we're ashamed, this is a time for love. To love unconditionally, to love the way God loves us and loved us, to love without hesitation, amen? I may not be, oh God, in favor of what you're doing, but I still love you. I may not be able to handle how you're acting, but I still love you. Even if I have to love you from a distance, God, thank you for coining that in my spirit so many years ago. Even if I have to love you from a distance, guess what? I still love you. This is a time for love. Look at John 13:34-35. And that scripture says this: a new command I give you. That's beyond what I've already told you. A new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. It didn't say might. You must love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Straight from Christ, straight from our Savior, a new command he gave us: to love one another as he loved us. God so loved us that he gave Christ up. Christ so loved us that he gave up his life for us. They didn't take his life. I need us to make that clear. History, he gave his life for us. Amen. Because he could have called 10,000 angels. He could have simply just got down off the cross. But he gave his life for us. For this is what? This is a time for love. By this, everyone will know when you love one another as I loved you, when you don't hesitate to help one another as I helped you, when you make sure that even when Peter cut off the ear, even, oh my God, when Peter denied Christ, amen, when Judas betrayed Christ, amen, oh my God, when Thomas doubted, he says, love one another as I have loved you. He didn't stop loving them. Their mishaps and their mess ups in their lives caused them to have some internal issues. But the external God who can live internally in you, he will clean that thing up. You see, Judas took it upon himself after he betrayed Christ. You see, that's the way it had to play out. He couldn't even stand himself anymore, that he went and hung himself. Oh my God, but this is a time for love. Even when you have messed up, even when you have come against each other, understand this is a time to come back together. Amen. Let's look at Ecclesiastes 3. I hope somebody's getting blessed this morning. Look at Ecclesiastes 3, and we look at that first scripture, and it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. That first verse, let's read it again. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Oh my gosh, I'm going to skip to the eighth verse, but I'm going to back up in a minute. The eighth verse says, a time to what? Love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of what? Peace. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And the scripture's going to tell us it's a time to be born. They're going to tell us that it is a time to die. It's a time to plant and pluck up. It goes on to tell us there even is a time to kill and a time to what? To heal. It says it's a time to break down and a time to what? Build up. That scripture is so plain for us. When it gets down to that eighth verse, it says it's a time to love and a time to hate. Oh my God, a time of war and a time of peace. So don't you get out of sorts when folks love on you. When it seems like everything around you is red as roses, amen? Don't you get all caught up when things seem like some things are becoming hateful. Because the word of God said there's a time to hate. There are going to be some things that disagree with your spirit, amen? Oh my God, do you understand when those things come into your spirit that don't agree with your spirit because you are connected? Come on, let's make it right. You are connected to the spirit of God. See, I ain't talking about any old spirit. I'm talking about knowing the spirit by the spirit from the word of God, amen? So when your spirit is at ease and that time of love is there, when your spirit is at ease and love is happening and everything is kosher and hunky-dory, it's a time to love. But when your spirit has to become uneasy because there's some things going on around you that you know are not pleasing to God, there's some things you're trying to be drawn to that you know God doesn't have time for and God doesn't want you to have time for, understand there is a time to hate. We have to love the things that God loves and hate the things that God hates. But I'm telling you right now, it's a time for love. Even in war, there's a time for love. Because we have to understand that sometimes the warring that goes on, the opposition that goes on, is because God loves us, because we love each other. You see, love is not a condition of, am I doing it the way you want me to do it? See, that agape love, that unconditional love that God has, he loves us in spite of ourselves. He loves us besides ourselves. He loves us when we don't even love ourselves. You see, when we're doing all kinds of things outside of the will of God, we can't love him because we don't love ourselves. We can't love ourselves because we're not in love with God, you see? Oh my gosh, this is a time for love, real love, that love of God. Oh my gosh, thank you, Lord. This is a time for love. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 4. Oh my God, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 4, and we're going to look at through the 8th verse. But we're going to look at that first portion of the 8th verse. And the word of God says here, love is patient. Y'all have heard it before. Love is kind. Yes, it does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but love rejoices with the truth. Love protects, always it says protects. Always trust. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. It pushes past. And the first part of that earth verse simply says this, love never fails. Why? Because God is love and God never fails. Come on, Jesus. Love is patient, y'all. That means you got to wait sometimes. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Love is patient. Even when your loved ones are out of sorts or not doing what they need to do or what you think they should be doing. Love is patient. Just be patient. Just wait on the Lord, you see. Sometimes if we understand that if we are waiting on God, we'll be able to wait through those things or those situations or those periods in their lives or even in our lives where it's just not right. But if we wait patiently on the Lord, I tell you, it's coming through. Love is kind. I don't have to hate you because you messed up. I don't have to treat you any kind of way because I'm not comfortable with who I am. Come on, I'm gonna turn this thing all the way around today. Just because I've got some issues, I don't have to be mean and nasty to you. Come on, because I love you. See, because I'm going through something on my internal side, I still got to love those on the outside of me. Come on, God. Love is kind. Love doesn't envy. Love isn't jealous because I'm blessed and you don't feel blessed. Ah, Jesus. I didn't say you're not. I said love does not, envy does not desire what God is blessing me with because you don't feel blessed, or I don't hate on what God is blessing you with because I'm not feeling that I'm getting the blessing that you're getting because God blesses all. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not above God. You see, when we become proud, we think we are above God. We think that we know more than him. We think that we can love more than him with things and objects and those types of situations. Love does not dishonor others. Honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. It does not dishonor others. Come on, God. It is not self-seeking. It is selfless. You're not worried about yourself. Let me talk about self right now. Self is our flesh. If you don't understand that, and you're not going to get it. Self is our flesh. You see, flesh is what keeps us in sin. Flesh is what keeps us doing wrong. That's that self-serving, self-seeking. We want to satisfy this thing, this flesh. This flesh, we want to satisfy the cravings of flesh, the lust, the demonic cares of this world. That's when we become selfish. We're selfish. When God saves us, truly saves us, truly saves us, when we truly commit our lives to Christ, he said, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. This is a time for love. When God saves us, when he comes in, he begins to make some changes. So the hateful, selfish ways that you have are supposed to understand that this is a time for what? For love. doesn't dishonor. It's not easily angered. It's not easily angered. You find yourself snapping, getting mad, just cause somebody trying to help you or not trying to help you. It's not easily angered. You got to be able to love beyond what folks say. You got to be able to love beyond what folks do. Even if I have to love you from a distance, I still love you. And I'm going to explain that. God placed that in my spirit so many years ago, because when you have conflicts on the inside and you are constantly in a conflicting relationship, when you're always going at each other, when you can't even have just a regular conversation and it turns into a debate that turns into an argument, you need to set yourself aside. You need to come away from that relationship, even if it's just for a while or a little while. So even God said, if I have to love you from a distance, I still love you. Come on, God. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. I'm not going to be happy for you because I wasn't even happy for myself when I was living in my sinful, wretchedness, messed up, nasty, ill-gotten ways. When I was running the streets, when I was living ungodly, when I was doing everything I was big enough to do. Somebody got to take this on this morning. Take this on this morning. Love does not delight in evil. Your Ace Boone Coon, your bunk buddy, whoever, they high-fiving you because you doing the wrong thing, because you done cussed this person out, because you done put that person down. Oh my God, come on, Jesus, because you sleeping around the corner, because you going in that house, you know you have no belonging in, they high-fiving you. Love does not delight in evil. Because I love you, I got to pull you. I got to press you. I got to tap you on the shoulder. I've got to get your attention. Love does not delight in evil, but real love rejoices in truth. And when you know the truth shall what? Make you free. Come on, somebody. My God, my God. Y'all out there? Thank you, Jesus. This is a time. This is a time for love. Love never fails. Love never fails. Love protects. Trust. Love hopes. See, you keep hoping that it's going to be all right. Your mama kept hoping in prayer that you were going to get it right. Your grandmother kept hoping in prayer. See, that hope is their faith. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. We got to keep hoping. We got to keep having faith that everything is going to be all right. Every little thing is going to be all right. Every big thing is going to be all right. When death is knocking on your door, it's going to be all right. When your children don't call you, it's going to be all right. When your spouse is acting up, it's going to be all right. When your brother or sister don't understand that you need to come aside, set aside, let God work in you and on you, it's going to be, I tell you, it's going to be all right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Love has everything to do with it, y'all. Yes, it does. And this right here is a time for love. Some of us have love. Many of us want love. All of us need love. Let me say that again. Some of us, oh God, have love. Many of us want love. All of us need love. This is a time for love. In the midst of what's going on in this world, this is a time for love. God is love. This is a time for God. Jesus Christ is love. This is a time for Jesus Christ. I don't have time to worry about your hang-ups and your foolishness. This is a time for love. Get over yourself, you selfish child. That's what God is saying to us. Stop being selfish. It's all about you. You can't even witness to anybody. You can't even share with anybody. Oh my God, people calling you to share their good news, and it's all about you. People calling you to cry out because they need you to pray. They need your compassion, and it's all it turns to you. Come on, God. When is he going to be the focus? Oh God, this is a time for love. love. Love is God. God is love. This is a time for God. This is a time when we need him really, literally, like we've never needed him before. We've always needed you, Lord, and we need you more now. We've got to cry out, God, we need you in our homes, in our families. Oh God, when we, oh God, have abandoned the very things that you have taught us, even through our mothers, even through our fathers, God, come on, Jesus. Come on, slow down, Pastor. Thank you, God. This is a time for love. If we can take another look, oh God, at Ecclesiastes 3 and 8. A time to love and a time to hate. Oh God, a time of war. See, God says it's a time for these things and a time of peace. Do you know you're going to go through some wars, but you're also going to have peace, you see? See, when that time of love comes, we all happy and we all giddy. But oh God, when we stop remembering this thing right here, that it has to be a triunion in marriage. There has to be the husband, the wife, and the Holy Spirit. Amen? When we forget that God is the author and finisher of our faith, we don't understand. This is a time for love, to love beyond the hate, to love beyond the war. We still got to love you. Come on, God. Listen. If I can think about the wars, the many wars that have even gone on during our lifetimes, through our parents' lifetimes, through our grandparents' lifetimes, from the beginning there was warring, oh my God, when Satan got kicked out of heaven, come on, he and his dark angels fighting Michael and the archangels fighting the angels of God, there was a time of war, and God said, there's going to be peace. Thank you, Lord. So he cast him out and he cast him down. And then he came here and began to just wreak havoc in every which way he could. But even when the devil is doing his due, you've got to know this is a time for love. Because if you understand that love is God and God is love, even in the midst of your going through, you say, this is your time, God. This is a time for me to love on you some more, God, because you continuously loving me. Thank you, God. 1 Corinthians 13. Oh, my God. 4-5. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 13. 4-5. Love suffereth long and is kind. It does not envy. Come on, God. It does not, oh God, become puffed up or vaunteth. It is not, oh my God, hateful. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. You see, it's telling us what love is not. Oh God, but love behaves itself unseemly. Love seeketh not her own. Love is not easily provoked. Love does not think of evil. Come on, God. This is a time for what? Love. This is a time to make amends. Thank you, Lord. This is a time to come together. This is a time to let the past be the past. This is a time to go forward together in love and unity for the future. Oh God, we love the things that love God loves, and we hate the things that God hates. But do you understand that even though God hates some things that we do, he hates some things about us, it doesn't mean he hates us. Sometimes we hate on ourselves. Thank you, God. Proverbs 6. The 16th through the 20th verse, and I want you to listen to this. It says this right here. These six things, and I want y'all to catch it now, does the Lord hate? Yea. But it says seven are an abomination unto him. Thank you, God. These six things does the Lord hate? Yea. But seven, it says, are an abomination unto him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God hates some things. One, he hates a proud look. Two, he hates a lying tongue. Three, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. Four, he hates a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Five, it says, he hates feet that be swift in running to mischief. Y'all understand. Six, he said he hates a false witness that speaketh lies. And the seventh thing says, and he hates, oh God, he that soweth discord among brethren. I got to read that first when I read again. These six things it says, does the Lord hate? Yeah. But seven are an abomination unto him. So six of them things he hates, but seven are an abomination. That means you ain't no good to God. I just got to tell you. You are no good for God. Okay, and you be okay with God if you get it right, if you change your ways, if you stop doing these things. But when you got a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, hearts that devise wicked imaginations, you know you always got some mess going on. You always stirring the pot. Feet that swift and running to mischief. Something going on. You ready to go. Them itching ears ready to keep your feet running. A false witness that speaks. You got a lying spirit. I don't understand how some folks lie so easily. It just comes out your mouth. You're not even thinking about it. Yes, I do. I do understand. Because before God saved you, you see, I had some lying. I used to kind of want to fit in so I would say things I know wasn't true. But you just lying, which no, there is no little white lie either. All of them lies. But a person who will just lie, and look, y'all ever dealt with anybody that just looked in your face and you know they're lying? But they're lying anyhow. They either knew or they didn't know. But they're just lying. Don't you hate that? God hates it. And he that soweth discord among brethren. This is a time for love, not for sowing discord. You going in that one ear. You going in this one ear. You going back and forth. You just a lying, no good demon from the pits of hell. I don't know how else to tell you that. You sowing discord. You don't understand that this is a time for love. The time right now before God should cause you to sleep away in this world for the last time. This is a time for love. This is a time for coming together. This is a time for reaping souls for Christ. This is a time for empowering the people of God through outreach, through teaching, through fellowship. This is a time for love. This is a time for God. This is a time for love. This is a time for God. And he says, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. They have taught you. They have shown you. You have been taught. You have been shown. You have been led. It says to keep those commandments. Oh my God, don't forsake those laws. Oh my God, God is trying to keep your mind stayed on him. He's trying to make you understand. That's the only way you're going to make it to salvation. That's the only way you're going to make it in this world. You might be up one day, but oh, don't let God have to take you down the next. Come on, somebody say, this is a time for love. This is a time for God, doing what God has called us to do, to work until the day is done. That's it. Working in kingdom work. We don't have time for the foolishness. We don't have time. Y'all hear me say all the time, I don't have time for it. I'm not going to waste my energy that God wakes me up with. I want somebody to take this thing personal. Don't use the energy. God woke you up this morning with purpose and for purpose. Purpose. Take the time he gave you today and do something in love. Let the foolishness what? Go. If I got to come to you in love and say, hey, elder, you're doing that wrong. You know you're wrong for that. You know you shouldn't have said that. My brother, my sister, I'm not judging you. but I'm just reminding you of who God is. You know who God called you to be. You know who God, first of all, who God designed us to be. God designed us to be his children of worship and praise. Amen. And I got to tell you, this is a time for love. This is a time for God. When you don't have time for God, you don't know love. When you're not spending real time with God, you can lay up in that bed. You can get on those knees and just pretend that you're praying. You can sit in your chair and call on God just a little bit and not really just, Lord Jesus, I need you to help me. But then in the next breath, you cursing somebody out of that same mouth. See, you cannot bless and curse from the same mouth. You know why? Because God doesn't live in unclean places. So if you something out of your mouth, your heart is speaking. So if out of your mouth is coming blessings, that means out of your heart, those blessings are coming. Out of your mouth, if you speak in ill and guile, oh my God, that means out of your, it's in your heart. It's a part of you. When you so easily cut folks down, when you so easily want other people to feel your intimidation tactics, oh my God, you're letting the devil, the enemy, Satan, Lucifer, you're letting him use you. Oh my gosh. But if you just stop for a moment and declare and decree, hold up, Satan, get on behind me. This is a time for love. This is a time for God. Everything will be all right. If you really understand who God is. If you don't understand, guess what? You can get to understand. You know the word of God. It says he so loved the world. It says he gave his only begotten son. You know the word of God. He gives us commandments. He gives us directions. He gives us rules and regulations. We go on our job. We follow those rules and regulations or we get fired. But we come to God for some reason. We don't want to follow his rules and regulations, but we want him to still be there for us. Come on now. Even in our home, our children know that we set certain rules. We set certain guidelines. And we make them follow them or they suffer a consequence. So when we fall out of the will of God, when we don't understand that this is a time for love, this is a time for God, when we don't do it, God sometimes has to pull our coattail. He has to take his hand off us and allow some things in that shake us. But when he shakes us, sometimes it just a little bit, some of us just take a little shaking. Some of us need to be knocked down. I've been knocked down. You don't want to go there with God. This is a time for love. Love on God. Come on, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Go ahead and give God a praise right here for me. Go ahead and give him a praise. Just remember those things that he hates. And don't you be those things that he hates. This is a time for love. Don't think you're fooling God. And remember from 9 for 9 the other morning, love has everything to do with it. You only still here because God says so. God has everything to do with it. See, you can interchange that word love and God, you see. God has everything to do with it. With it what? With you, your life, your lifestyle, your choices. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. God has everything to do with it. God's love has everything to do with the fact that he gave us an opportunity to be saved and not die in our sin. Oh my God. Come on, Jesus. Oh, just lift your hands in his presence right now. Father, we thank you. Come on, lift your hands in his presence. God, you have everything to do with my life. See, if you tell God that, that means you're giving him open reign. And the devil cannot come in. That flesh thing, that's what messes us up. Flesh has nothing to do with love. Flesh has to do with lust. That's it. I'm sorry. It's real. It's real. It's real. Those cravings you have that are ungodly, yeah, it's your flesh. It's your lust. It's not God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We almost done, guys. Oh, my God. Some of us have love. Many of us want love. All of us need love. All of us need love. Listen to this. Some of us have God. Many of us want God. All of us need God. I told you can interchange those two words. You need the Lord. I need the Lord to help me. I need the Lord to help me. Y'all know I had to get a praise. I need the Lord to help me in a time like this. I need the Lord to help me. I need the Lord to help you. I need the Lord to help us in a time like this. Thank you, God. In a time like this. Oh, my gosh. This right here is a time for love. We know it's Valentine's Day. Praise God. Give him a praise right here. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the word. It's Valentine's Day. It's love day in all the earth. Huh. Let me tell you, love from God is every single day. Every single day. It's not about the cards and the candy, the flowers. And I know I have my little presentation behind me. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's not about that. But these are acts of kindness, you see. See, your acts of love have to be acts of kindness. You got to love the one you're with. The one that God ordained. God, let me make that clear. The one that God has ordained you to be with. God ordained and orchestrated marriage. Husband and wife. God ordained and orchestrated Adam and Eve. God ordained and orchestrated his design for love. That's his design. If you can't live with his design, I don't know what to tell you. I do know this, that he will make everything all right. He will make everything all right. Love. Show love. In your home, every day. The acts of kindness are the acts of love. It's got to be real, y'all. It's got to be real. This is a time for love. And we could have put in there, this is a time for real love. This is a time for God. This is a time for the real God in you. Having that real relationship. Developing that real relationship with him. Thank you, God. John 3:16, one more time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Come on, give us your hand and give God your heart. Come on in. For God so loved the world. That's you, you, especially you, that's me, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but shall have eternal life. And if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him, Jesus, from the dead, we are saved. That's what the word of God says. So let us pray. Father, we thank you now. And we thank you, O Lord, for those out there who need to be saved. Pray this prayer with us. Lord, I thank you. And I ask you, God, to first forgive me of my sin. I thank you for forgiving me of my sin, God. I thank you for everything unrighteous about me, O God, that you have changed in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Lord, right now I am confessing with my mouth. I am believing in my heart, oh, God, that you raised your son, Jesus Christ, from the grave. Oh, God, that he lives on and he's coming back for me. Oh, God, and I accept my salvation. I receive my salvation this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I receive my salvation. Come on, let's give God a praise because somebody has received their salvation this morning. We give God glory. We give God honor. We give God praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We want to say we bless God for the word this morning. We bless God for each and every one of you. Father, as we go from this message, but never from your presence, oh God, we ask that you cover us, you keep us, you cover our homes, you continue to keep us in love, God, as only you can. And we say amen this morning, people. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We want to say happy Love Day, Valentine's Day to Rhema Christian Fellowship. We say happy Valentine's Day to all of you, for the greatest of these is what? The greatest of these is love. God so loved the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that he gave his only begotten son. Happy Valentine's Day, and God loves you. And we're going out with Barbara Green McCoy. Thank you, Lord. Sing, Barbara. The angelic, anointed, legendary voice of Mrs. Barbara Green McCoy. Thank you, Lord. Recorded with Georgia Mass Choir on their first ever recording. Thank you, God. Yeah. Yes. Don't forget about our 9 for 9 tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock a.m. 9 for 9. 9 o'clock a.m. for 9 minutes. Prayer, praise, and worship. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. I love y'all so much. Let him come. Let him come to Jesus. Come on in. Come on in, y'all. God loves you. Doesn't matter what you look like, who you've been, where you've been, how you've been, who you've been with. He wants you. He wants you. He will take you where nobody else wants to take you. You don't have to feel rejected. You don't have to feel let down. Come on. God's got you. And he's got something nobody else can give you. Everlasting life. Come on, Barbara. Yes. Yes. Everlasting. Yes. God so loved the world. Yes. Yes. I know somebody praising out there. I know somebody praising out there. I know somebody still praising out there. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. God bless you and keep you is our prayer. Happy Valentine's Day. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 9:49.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonneville Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.